This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Welcome to the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Show, live from Ferd Sports Bar and Grill, providing a positive perspective from the peewees to the preps to the pros in Champa Bay. Now, here's your host, Mike Rickard.
I'm actually 389 paces. I'm sorry to open the show like this, folks, but it's kind of comical. And Caddies is right there.
Oh, yeah.
My buddy Mac, who does the DJing down here, Madman Mac, he was there Memorial Day, and the Spasmatics had a little concert. Yeah, you can park at my place anytime down there.
And that'd be great. It's tough to park down there with the other bar.
It's tough to live down there when the Northerners, as I'm from Iowa, the Northerners come around. Anyway, you're listening to the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. As you can see, we have a lot of fun here each and every Saturday from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill. We're streaming live on RadioSt.Pete.com, and we're on the Tantalk family of stations. And Ferg's has been here for 29 years. Serving Champa Bay for 29 years, and we're perched out back on top looking at the Trop. And of course, we got a 4-10 pitch today. We've got the Rays and White Sox, Chicago White Sox, and Ben was there last night. We'll talk a little bit about that before we dive into our other conversations. What we try to do is a positive perspective from the peewees to the preps to the pros, and we've got a lot of changes taking place in the summer of 2022 that are going to be superb for the preps perspective. And we'll continue to evolve. We've got young talent like Ben Botham, the big old Oscar Garner III is going to assist, his friend Alex, the interns from USF and Eckerd College. So the future's so bright, we got to wear shades, as they say. And I'm very blessed to start surrounding myself with young talent. Of course, I want to recognize our network affiliate stations. Our flagship is WTAN 106.1 FM and AM 1340, WZHR AM 1400, 104.3 FM, WDCF AM 1350, and 102.3 FM. And you can hear us from one of those stations, from Brooksville to the Sunshine Bridge, all Pinellas counties, Tampa to Lakeland, and north to Zephyr Hills. And you can always RadioSt.Pete.com streaming. We've got some breaking news coming down the road then, too, with a Champa Bay Sports Connection sports channel. And we'll talk more about that. And we archive on Hoovy.tv. And last night, nice win for the Rays. Let's talk about that since it's the Fergs from the front row. We'll talk about scores. We'll talk about Rowdies, the Lightning, and NBA.
Oh, yeah. The Rays game last night, it was a pretty good game.
What was 6-2?
6-2. Good game for the Rays. We needed a win, especially coming off facing the Yankees, who, it was a nice split in the series with them, but, we got to do better. With all these injuries, we really need to start figuring it out. Not a lot of guys, not a lot of big names out there. It doesn't draw on the fans, and unfortunately last night, I felt like I was in a library. I could have read a book out there.
Well, an announcement came out that by the end of the month, we'll know where the new stadium's going to be.
Really?
And I think without a shadow of a doubt, it'll be Tampa.
I really hope it's not. It doesn't make any sense because I came out here and I have some buddies that are in town right now, and there's no reason you can't come out of a baseball game here and come right down First or come down Central Avenue and have a good
time. This is the Wrigleyville of Trop, and it's getting to that point. And we talked about this. Your buddy's he's a Cubs fan. I worked in the Cubs organization. My daughter lives in Wrigleyville. I love that kind of a feel when you walk out of a park. St. Louis has that downtown. When you walk out of a park and you're right in the heart of the action. This is the edge. This is the heart of St. Pete, one of the most flourishing, thriving areas in America right now.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why everything's so damn expensive.
Yeah, but there's no reason. I thought it was a little ridiculous. I don't mind paying the ticket prices. It was for two people to go, it was $66 to get into the park against the White Sox.
I wish you would have got a hold of me. I'm sorry, but anyway.
Oh, no. It was just...
You got tickets anytime you want them.
Oh, I appreciate it. But, it's... If you're
I say that after you go.
Yeah. If you're a fan, you should be able to go on a date here. Tickets shouldn't cost more than $10 for the nosebleeds. Come on in. You're going to spend a ridiculous amount of money on beer and, buy the $6 bottle of water that they're offering out there or an expensive hot dog in the stadium. They're going to make their money back. And heck,
$12 helmet full of popcorn.
Yeah, hey, I got me that helmet. I will say I was a sucker. I did buy into that one, unfortunately. But
I did last year just because I wanted it for the set here.
Yeah, I missed the...
There's Jay Cole from Sunshine 96.7 FM, the man with the plan. And I've got, well, I was just getting ready to do his plug.
There you go.
So I'm interrupting you, but we'll keep talking baseball. I was just getting ready Jay, come over here and pop on that mic. I was just getting ready to do a little plug for him.
There you go.
He's probably coming to check on me.
Somebody needs to.
Well, you have from the beginning, and I appreciate it. How you been, my man?
I've been great. How are you? Good to see you.
Good to see you.
Nice to meet you.
This is Ben Botham.
Hi, Ben.
I love live radio like that. So what's going on, my man, at Sunshine 96.7 FM, besides growth and local music that people are just absolutely loving? I had a conversation with Joe, and he said the numbers are going up, and it's all because of you.
Well, I don't think that's true, but thank you very much. We've got a really fun event coming up. It's a fundraiser, and I know for a lot of people that listen to public radio, fundraisers can get kind of boring, and, you know, it's like a week-long event, and you just get harangued 24/7 to give money.
Well, Jerry Lewis deal.
Yeah, we're going to do it a little differently. We're just going to annoy you for one day, 8 hours, not 8 days. And we've got a lot of great musicians lined up. We're going to start at 9 in the morning on the 18th of June. That's a Saturday. We will be broadcasting from the porch of the Craftsman House Gallery, just down the road here on Central.
Right down the road here.
Yep, 2955 Central. And the most exciting part of this is we have had an anonymous person donate $5,000 in matching funds. So for every dollar you donate, it will be matched to the up to $5,000.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
I bet you Joe Boudreau was smiling from ear to ear.
You betcha. So was I.
Yeah. Because, you know, it doesn't run by itself.
Exactly. It does not. Now, we don't need a huge amount of money, but there are costs, all the licensing for BMI, the transmitter costs, all the infrastructure costs. Everybody's a volunteer, so nobody's making any money on this deal. But you still need some money in order to keep this radio station alive.
Let me ask you this now, because I haven't updated my numbers. How many local artists do you have now on your playlist?
I actually just checked this morning. I would like to say it's 800, but it's 799. So we've got 799 acts, and that some of these are solo acts, and some of these are, you know, 5-6-piece bands. So that probably represents somewhere in the neighborhood of 2,100 musicians that are hearing their songs on the radio station, and we are now just a little bit over 2,400 songs. And now these are all local musicians, and it's all genres. We have everything from heavy metal to jazz to folk to rock, hip-hop, Americana. It's really a full smorgasbord of all original local music.
And Ben, you are at Katiki, where they have live music every day.
Oh yeah, I love
many,
yeah,
many
love
of these artists play at Katiki.
Oh sure, absolutely.
Yeah, a lot of them do. And their own original material, the majority of them.
A lot of it is original. We do have all the BMI, CSAC, ASCAP licenses, so we do play covers. Yeah. But yeah, it's mostly original.
What is it going on 2 years now down there?
My involvement with the radio
October?
Station is a little over 2 years.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Well, you don't look any worse for the wear, bro.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I do. I mean, age has crept up on me quickly recently, I'm rallying. What else going on at 96.7?
Well, we had a wonderful last weekend, really great event.
Oh, you guys did the deal over on the barge,
yeah,
on the water.
Yeah,
talk
yeah.
about that real quick.
It was a super fun day. It worked like a champ. We are really thrilled with how it all came out. The event was called Boat Stock. And they essentially spud down a barge just off of Madeira Beach and bring a bunch of bands out. They've got a full PA set up. They've got boat ferrying the musicians back and forth. And they had a pretty good variety of different genres. They had some country, they had some rock, they had some cover bands, they had some original bands. And it went on from about noon to 5 on last Saturday, Memorial Day Saturday. We broadcast it live on Radio St. Pete. And one of the interesting things that we realized we could do is if you were anchored in a boat and you were a little far away from the stage, you couldn't really hear the music, even though they had a very big sound system. So the way we decided we could maybe help them get around that a little bit is if they downloaded the Radio St. Pete Sunshine 96.7 app, they could listen to it on their phone, plug their phone into their Bluetooth speaker or their marine stereo on the boat.
Very cool.
And they could listen that way. And it obviously worked because we had over 600 downloads of the app, and each one of those downloads was on a boat with four or five people on the boat, very likely. So we probably had 1,500, 1,800 listeners during that period. It was just a fabulous
all throwing
day.
Down some cold beverages.
Cold beverages.
And listening to local music.
It
doesn't get any more Floridian than that.
And it was a beautiful day.
It was
just
a great
all
day.
Worked out just great.
Well, bravo. I'm glad to hear that. All right, my man. Well, fundraiser. I'll put that on all of our social media if you get that to me.
Yep. And, absolutely, we'll do that. June 18th, Saturday the 18th, 9 to 5.
We better talk a little sports here for a while.
I think you need to.
All right, so you were at the game last night.
I was.
We were talking about it with the great writer, of course, Peter Gollenbach last week when he was on the Air Force talking about baseball and what the Rays need to do. And you're right. There's no marquee names.
No.
I mean, the marquee name over there this weekend is Tim Anderson.
Yeah.
And the Chicago White Sox. Mm-hmm. It's not a Ray.
Yeah.
And people aren't buying jerseys. You know, the Wander Franco jerseys are bought up.
Yeah, I mean, Wander Franco, I mean, he's a great talent, and I really hope he does continue to play the way he has. But, I mean, what, he's injured again with the, what was it, a quadricep?
I don't understand this. You know, my buddy Jeff Mangold, who I've told you about, and you'll meet him, he was the trainer for the New York Yankees in the 90s and the 2000s when he's got five rings. I would think that stretching is the number one priority for these are little corporations.
Oh, yeah.
Especially the Wander Franco's of the world, $210 million worth.
Mm-hmm.
That stretching would be absolute, unless these guys are so sculpted and strong that they put wear and tear on their bodies. And there's that argument from the old school guys that didn't get the injuries like these young bucks are, and their arms.
Yeah.
I mean, they're throwing so hard, they're running so hard, they're playing so hard, and they're breaking down. Look at Mike Trout.
Yeah. No, you're not wrong at all. I mean, and we got to understand it's a 162-game season. And I think with a lot of these younger players, they don't understand the difference between injured and hurt. You're never going to be 110% in a 162-game season past what? I don't know, second or third series, you're going to be a little battered. You're going to be a little bit broken down, and you got to be able to learn how to play through that. You got to know the difference between injured and hurt. And I think a lot of these guys are, you know, a little more focused on their nice big Wander Franco chain that they get to flash and sell.
Well, like Peter Gollenbach thought you were an old man. You're 23 because we didn't have him face to face. But you're talking like an old man now. These players today, well, I also think that the teams, because of the investment,
sure,
they don't want their you know, he's the poster child for this franchise.
Of course,
they don't want him hurt.
Yeah,
so they're a little more precautionary than in the past.
Well, I have a whole issue in general with how much they're paying the athletes in baseball.
Sound old again.
I
love you.
No baseball players worth $300 million. No matter what you tell me. I mean, who is it? The Phillies, whose budget is this? What is it? Four times the cost of the Orioles, and the Orioles have the exact same record as the Phillies, and the Phillies are outspending them hand over fist. It's unbelievable. You can get the job done with a very, very, you know, cheap team, but it does suck when it comes to the name. Oh, there it is.
There it is.
Yep.
And I love Joe Girardi.
I do too.
I love his passion. He's feisty. I remember when he was with the Cubbies. Of course, I'm a Yankee fan first, and then the Rays. But yeah,
I was sad to hear about that because I mean I like
this early in the season.
Yeah,
you got 2/3 of the season remaining, and you're gone. You're gone, Joe.
Yeah.
I bet he was pissed. He don't take things easy either.
Yeah, that'd probably have gotten to him pretty good.
I see some of the Jesuit boys are in the house. That'll be a good conversation. The state champion Jesuit Tiger baseball team. 3 state championships in Jesuit this year. Wrestling, football, and then baseball, which is superb. Hey, why don't you, for our audience, why don't you go over just the leaders in the in the bigs.
So we got in the AL East, we got the Yankees at the top of it with 36 wins and 15 losses with a 7.06 win percentage. Next is Toronto, which was my pick to win the World Series this year. I think that they're pretty good. I
don't. Well, they're on fire right now.
It might be a hot take, but I do think that they're pretty good. I remember growing up here and playing against Bo Bichette over at Seminole High School, and I'd never seen somebody.
Where did he play in high school?
Geez, Louise. They were yellow and black. I forgot the name of them. But he was around here.
Plant?
Maybe it was Plant, yeah.
I think that's their colors.
Yeah,
they're powerhouse football.
Yeah, well, I did get him out, though. I will say that. That's my claim.
You did. Pete Alonso went there.
Yep.
He went there, yeah.
So their Toronto is 30 wins and 20 losses with a 600 win percentage. Tampa Bay next with 30 wins, 21 losses. Boston, 24 wins, 27 losses. And Baltimore, 22 wins, 31 losses.
All right, who's on top in there? Just on top in the Central West, and then we'll do the...
In the Central, we got Minnesota with 30 wins, 23 losses. In the West, we have Houston, 33 wins, and 18 losses.
And, I can't stand the cheaters, but the Houston cheaters. But they just quietly getting it done.
Yeah, no, they are.
Everybody's talking Yankees. Nobody's talking... The Twinkies, they expect the White Sox to win that that division, and they probably will. I've got some affection for the Minnesota Twins growing up about 3 hours away, but nobody's talking Twinkies, nobody's talking Houston right now. It's all the East,
yeah,
it should be, as far as numbers.
It's the best in baseball. I mean you got
Peter Gallenbach was right. Their arms are exceptional at the Yankees this year. Oh. Something they did not anticipate.
No, I wasn't anticipating it either. I mean, that's kind of...
You were trying to poo-poo it, and Peter just kept throwing facts at you.
He was. I kind of had to change my tone a little
75-year-old just firing those facts.
Yeah.
That dude is impressive.
And that's the only reason why with Toronto I struggle a little bit with them winning the World Series is I think their pitching is their biggest weakness right now, and I think it's one of our weaknesses too here with the Rays. I think we need...
Well, look how many guys we got. 9 guys on the IL.
It's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. That's why I was hoping we were going to get who is it? Is it golly? He's still banned for baseball from for one more season because of the sexual assault allegations.
Jason,
is it Trevor?
Trevor Bauer.
Trevor Bauer.
Trevor Bauer. Come on, man. You're my baseball guy.
I know. He slipped my mind.
The old man's gray matter is, shrinking as I age.
I was really hoping the Rays were going to make a play on him because I feel like he is at such a low stock value right now because of what is going on with allegations and everything. But with his case being dismissed, figured the Rays might as well make a play on him.
All right. So 4:10, first pitch. Throw out that. Did you do the NL for me?
The NL. No, I haven't gotten the NL yet.
I know you're an AL guy, but we got to give them their love.
Yeah, so the NL.
I'm a Cubs fan.
Yeah, well, the Cubbies, they're struggling a little bit.
Do you think?
Yeah.
Not at the box.
Yeah, with the NL East, we got the Mets at the top of it with 35 wins, 18 losses, with Atlanta behind them, 25 wins, 27 losses. Philadelphia, once again, 22 wins, 29 losses, where they're matching the Orioles over in our division. And we got Central, Milwaukee's leading it, 33 wins, 20 losses. West with Los Angeles, 34 wins and 17 losses.
All right, thank you. That's Ben Botham. That's your Fergs from the front row. Of course, last night the Lightning went down 3-2 to the New York Rangers. Rallied at the end. I'm not a big hockey guy. I just it's nothing that my entire life. My kids were involved in basketball, so I never followed it that closely, but of course I'm on the Lightning bandwagon right now, and I was watching that game, and it was hard to watch initially because what's going to take place tomorrow at 3:00 at Amalie Arena.
Oh, yeah.
That place is going to be invaded like Tropicana Field is by New York Ranger fans.
That's
obnoxious.
Be a
New York
sight.
Ranger fans are going to overtake Amalie, and now they're going to be really obnoxious because they're up 2-0, and that was hard to watch. I think, though, the last is a little, I don't want to say anything that's wrong, but this is just an observation as a novice. The last 5 minutes of that game helped the Lightning going into Sunday's game because they got more aggressive, they scored a goal, and they had about 9 shots on goal to tie it up right to the very end. And I think that aggressiveness, and they might have figured something out And Coach John Cooper obviously must know what he's doing as they attempt a three-peat.
So. I mean, and it's a blessing and a curse coming off that, you know, that long break that they had there. They had guys that had a chance to, you know, get a little healthy, feel each other out a little bit more. But it really does suck when you take so much time off, you kind of lose that momentum, and the Rangers were just
all sports.
On. Yep.
Look at the wild card teams that advance in the NFL and in Major League Baseball because they're in their routine. So anyway, and then so tomorrow 3 o'clock down here, watch party, be off the charts, I assure you. You can't get a ticket to Amalie. I'm certain of that.
Amalie's expensive. I was looking at game time.
It's outrageous.
For two tickets up
that's
in the nosebleed,
$600. This place, they got the new big screen out back. This place will be 2,500 strong because at 110, you got Sox and Rays again, their final of the three-game series, and there won't be anybody at that game. However, you'll already have the Lightning fans picking out their seats because I'll be helping them. And sometimes you've seen some battles when baseball and hockey overlap. Rays and Lightning. The Lightning fans are a different breed of cat, and they come in, and here's the baseball people. They're coming back from the game, or they're getting ready, or they're pushing them out of their seats. Get over the trop, you know. It's an interesting dynamic. That takes place tomorrow here at Ferg's, so come on down and watch that excitement, but it'll be a lot of fun. What else we got going on? NBA, shocker, where the Golden State Warriors went down to the Boston Celtics, and they went into the fourth quarter at home. Golden State Warriors at the Chase Center had a 12-point lead. Steph Curry's rocking and rolling. You figure this is a W, and I'm a big Steph Curry fan. A lot of people are. And then, out of nowhere, the Boston Celtics went unconscious. 7-for-8 from three, scored 40 points in the fourth quarter, and they win by 12, and that's an NBA record. So now it's a completely different series, and game two is tomorrow night, 8 o'clock, and so not a whole lot to talk about from that standpoint. Let's see. Oh, I got to take care of some things, and then we've got these kids inside. I'll have you go grab them in a minute. I want to do a little eulogy to a guy. You know how on Facebook you get 1 year ago today, and I got a 1 year ago today, and I'd already heard the unfortunate news. A great man, the area, the sporting world around here lost, Rick Naif. Rick Naif was the good friend of Barry Smith, my good friend Barry Smith. They went to college together at Florida State, and Rick was just a big, lumbering, gentle giant. You'll like this story because there's music involved in it. And Rick Naif was he evolved into the president of the Sombrero, which was at Tampa Stadium. You grew up here, you know that. Home of a couple Super Bowls, many incredible concerts. Well, he was the man at the plant. So he came down for me and shared his stories, and I just fell in love with him. One story was superb. Whitney Houston, he loved Whitney Houston, and Whitney Houston was doing a rehearsal. One of the few artists, he said, that did her entire concert rehearsal, every stinking song. So here's big old, you know, he's kind of just a, like I said, a lumbering, you know, gentle giant, big man. It's this flat top haircut. And she said that song, Do You Want to Dance? Whitney's motioning like this, and Rick's looking around to see, you know, who the hell is this? He's the only one on the stage. He's just kind of observing things, and he loves Whitney Houston. She wanted him to come over and dance, and he said that was the highlight of his entire career. This guy did, I think, half a dozen Super Bowls. He did Final Fours, World Series, you name it, he did it. And he loved the Rolling Stones. He said, I was hanging out back with Jagger and Keith Richards. And I said, yeah, well, you look like a young man compared to those dudes back then. that's the music side of it. And then he said, Super Bowl 25. He said, Saturday. He goes, we got all kinds of security issues. Higher than he'd ever had to deal with. And he said, here comes the FBI. And he thought maybe it was a briefing. They bring a velvet bag, and it's the Super Bowl trophy. Oh. It's the Lombardi trophy, you know. Tiffany's got done with it, and they bring it to him. So they leave, and he takes it out to his car. He says, I throw it in the back seat of the Jeep Cherokee. I go home. I get it out. Got four kids. The kids are all excited. They show it off throughout the neighborhood. People start coming from the neighborhood taking pictures with it. And he puts it to bed that night at his house. Comes, puts it back in the bag. Well, CBS wants it for a prop for the entire day. So they come to his office early in the morning, a couple of the executives from CBS. One of the guys says, where the hell are all these fingerprints on this? He said, oh, those security guys. He said, oh, my God. And we just had a belly laugh because look at how they treated Tom Brady. Yeah. When Brady, you know, launched it over, you know, to another boat, had a few cocktails, you know.
Yeah, well, Tom Brady's been having a good couple weeks recently with the match. What was it, part two that was on the other day?
Oh, yeah. He and Aaron Rodgers took on Patrick Mahomes and Allen, Josh Allen.
I wish there was some he was just, like, mediocre at. Just not great.
No.
That would make my day.
So Rick Nath then takes the job to be the president of Tropicana Field. So he, Lightning, played over there for 1 or 2 years. Mm-hmm. I wasn't in the area. You probably remember that. You were young. Called it the Thunderdome.
Yeah.
He's the president over there. And then they brought baseball. So he had a Final Four in 1998. He also had, you know, Final Four, and he had World Series over there.
I think that was 2 years before I was born, actually.
Oh, I forgot how young you
are. I was born in 98, so the first year of the Rays.
He was just a superb man. He touched my life, and just for an hour, and then we had several conversations. And the sporting community will mourn him or celebrate him. He's the kind of guy, his wife's having a celebration of life at Ray J Stadium because that was one of his favorite places. Mm-hmm. So very cool. And then this Wednesday, I'm heading to an event. Maybe if your old man lets you off. It's the Sports Hall of Fame, Sports Club Hall of Fame. Monty Kiffin be there. Brad Johnson, the Super Bowl quarterback. Gene Decker, Allison Jolly, Jose Fernandez, and it'd be great.
Yeah, I think I'll put in a good word. Maybe he'll get me off, you know. I know the boss pretty well.
He's probably listening right now.
He probably is. Probably in his office, giving a listen.
He'll have to throw on a nice shirt and escort the old man. So maybe that'll happen. All right. So that's taking place. Why don't you go grab those youngsters from Jesuit, and I'll do another little couple of promos. You're listening to Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection, of course, and we're part of the Hoovy Media Group now. They're headquartered in Orlando. Hoovy is finished for fun. Hoovy.tv, through their video streaming platform, they're making sure that sports meet lifestyles. And I'm excited about the future there. You can hear my two-minute archive there each and every day. These shows are archived on there as well as RadioSt.Pete.com. And Andy DeLay from Burning Rubber Radio, he's joined our team, and it's battle of the metal. And we got some Tigers in the house. That's good to see. And we'll give the coach a call. And why don't we do this? We'll put that microphone over to Ben, and then we'll just start talking to you guys one by one. And I appreciate you taking your time to come over here, fellas. Coach gets a hold of you at the very last minute. And here, I have a lot of high school teams down here. I've had your wrestlers down here. I've had your football teams. And now you guys are in the same playing field as them with state champs. That feels pretty good, doesn't it? What's your name, young man?
AJ Nestler.
And you a senior, junior, what year?
I'm a senior.
Senior?
Yes, sir.
All right. What are your plans in 2022 this fall?
Next year I'm going to be attending the University of Pittsburgh where I'm going to play baseball.
Going to be a Panther, huh?
Yes, sir.
Well, good for you, man.
Thank you.
Fabulous. What a run. I'm going to call Coach Menendez here, but we'll give you guys all the airtime now. Since you came over, I'll buy you a little lunch. We'll have a little fun down here.
Sounds good.
So what position you play?
This past year I played first base.
First base, and
yes, sir.
Did you start a couple years, or is this your first year starting?
I was on the team all 4 years, but the past few years were the main times that I got all the playing time. I didn't play that much as a freshman.
Not a lot of freshmen do, but yes, you made the varsity, so that's very impressive.
Yes, sir.
All right, so let's talk about your favorite personal memory during your career, and then we'll talk about the run to the state championship. What's your first year? And a lot of guys go back to their first home run, which I'm sure you guys remember, when they were kids. Mm-hmm. A lot of guys remember that, but your most memorable.
Most memorable in high school, I would have to say, would be it came in the regional semifinal. We were playing Seminole, I think it was.
Seminole grad over here.
Hey, watch out, yeah.
And he played baseball. He played baseball.
Yeah.
You were right after. Phillips is about 7 years older than you?
No, Phillips was he was a senior my freshman year, and so I was just kind of just saw him come and go a little bit, but yeah.
Well, you're gonna get him to be on the air anyway. So against Seminole,
We were the home team. We went down a couple runs actually in the first inning, and it looked like it was about to be a dogfight. And I came up in my first at bat of the game, and on the first pitch I saw. I hit it out, so that was a pretty good memory. It kind of got us going a little bit, and then
out of the park.
Yes, sir.
That a boy.
Mm-hmm. At Seminole or over at
at home.
At home. Okay. Mm-hmm. I was about to say it's tough to put one out over there at Seminole. We got a big field over there.
Now, you guys played. I had them on the week before, and they had a nice story, Hollins. Mm-hmm. You know, and you guys took. You know, absolutely took care of business like you did all the way to the championship with everybody. But talk about that game a little bit. Those kids, they were excited, but I think a lot of people, and I went to a private Catholic school that was very dominant in sports. I think a lot of people get intimidated for obvious reasons. You have a lot of tradition at Jesuit. You guys know about it, and the old guys remind you of it, right? Mm-hmm. Talk a little bit about that game, and that's the game that advanced to the state, wasn't it?
Yes, sir. That was the regional final. We had a pretty good scouting report on what we would have to face, and at the end of the day, we knew that we just had to go out there and take care of business. Obviously there's a factor that plays into coming in and playing at home, which was a little bit of a plus for us. But we knew that they'd be a good team, that they'd have some good arms. But we were able to jump out early. We had our ace on the mound, and we're able to take care of business early.
Yeah, you guys did a superb job there. Hey, I just want to warn you that Coach is on the air, is on hold right now. So don't be, he can hear you. So okay. let's not say anything bad about him yet. We'll wait until we get him off the air. How's that sound? Yeah. Anyway, okay, so your favorite memory down at Fort Myers. Obviously winning it, but was there one moment for you personally?
My favorite moment down in Fort Myers would have to be the state semifinal. We're playing, Naples? Yeah, I think it was Naples. And it was a pretty close game. We were up like 5-2 going into the sixth. They had a couple runners on, and it looked like they were about to come back and tie the game. And there was a line drive hit to our third baseman that looked like it was going to get down the line, and he jumped up and made this sporadic catch that kind of saved our game and kept our lead and kept us going into the seventh, where we were able to extend our lead. And that's probably the best memory. It was kind of like my heart stopped for a second.
One of those I can't believe you made the catch moments.
Uh-huh. Like that was unreal.
Thank God. You know, what we do as Catholics, we're doing about 20 of those sign of the crosses, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, cool memory there. All right, before I let you go, shout out to anybody. Make sure you touch the right people. I always tell these young guys, you know who you should start with, who brought you on the planet.
I want to shout out to all my family. They're probably all on this right now and they're listening. And all the Pitt fans out there, I want to give a shout out.
Okay, well, let's name mom and dad. Let's make sure you take care of business if you want a nice hot meal when you get home.
Hey, mom and dad, how's it going?
What's mom's name?
Mom's name is Liz, and Dad's name is Tony.
Yeah, but I can tell just in a short period of time you have a fine young man here, and he's gonna do great. He's not gonna like the climate when he first gets up there. I'm from Iowa, and you're not gonna dig that. You're gonna be wearing a lot more layers than you're accustomed to. But wish you nothing but success. Any idea what you want to major in?
Sports baseball, hopefully.
Oh, really?
Yes, sir.
Well, guess what? Next summer when you come back. If you're not playing ball somewhere and traveling, come work for me as an intern.
You got it.
Those are the kind of guys that that we're looking for.
I'm there.
All right.
Thank you.
Pass it over to this young man.
Oh, shit.
Hey, let me say hi to Coach. How are you, Coach?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Well, thanks for getting these young men here. They're a heck of a lot better looking than you anyway. They add a lot more to the set with the old man here. So I appreciate you sending this trio over. I'll get them well fed before I send them back across the bridge. But I'll continue the conversation while you chime in. And I've already warned them not to throw you under the bus.
It's okay. Now I know they won't do that to me anyway. Don't wait till I'm off the air anyway before they'll do that.
All right. A lot of respect. We'll talk to you in a minute. All right, young man, your name?
My name is Jack Martinez.
Jack Martinez.
Yes.
Jack, hold on to that phone. I thought you lost your phone there, youngster.
Nah.
So thanks for coming across the bridge. What were you guys planning before Coach called you and begged you to come bail the old man out?
He actually called us like 5 minutes before, actually.
I'm well aware of it. I like that rallying, though. I like that rally cry, and I like that, and guys, and you guys reacted and came over for me, and for Jesuit and what took place. So let's talk about what year are you?
I'm a senior.
Your plans for 2022? Fall.
Undecided yet.
Undecided?
Yeah.
Well, you got options. When you're undecided, you got options, right, man?
Oh yeah, always plenty.
Yeah.
I have a lot of them in life at my age. What do you think about that? I'm undecided. Where do you think you can go tonight? Undecided. At my age, I can do that, and I'm glad you can do it at your age.
Yeah.
So let's talk about your career at Jesuit.
Yeah.
So have you been on the team? How many years have you been on varsity?
I've been on varsity 2 years. I played freshman year, I played on the freshman team. Sophomore year, played on the JV team. And then my last 2 years, I played on varsity.
All right. Well, obviously, successfully, you guys as a team. What position do you play?
I played second base this year.
Second base. You probably told me that already. Remember, I got ADD, age deficit disorder. And you're sitting across from a grandpa, literally. So anyway, second base. Yeah. All right. Your favorite memory, you know, in your young career. I don't care if it's Jesuit, if it's before you got there, your first home run. I get all kinds of answers all over the place.
It was actually my first home run in Georgia against Buford. It was to tie the game. It was right.
Georgia, that's my neck of the woods over there.
Yeah, he played baseball at Savannah State.
Yeah, Savannah State University, and then went over to Georgia Southern for a little bit.
So it was out of the state, your first home run.
Yeah.
How old were you?
It was this year.
Oh, really? You got your first dinger your senior year?
Yep.
Well, bravo, brother.
Yep.
No offense, I love second baseman. I used to be in the Cubs organization, and I always had an affinity for the second baseman. Because, and I think this is the reality, and you'll agree, I think they get disrespected.
Yeah.
Is that a fair assessment, baseball guy?
I would agree. I mean, I'm a little partial to POs, though. I got to say, I feel like we get the most disrespect. I do have to say that.
Well, yeah. That's an old man, 23 years old, whining. He's 18.
Yeah, they got a couple more years on. They still get to play a little bit longer.
Okay, so that was your favorite memory. Now let's go to the journey to get down to Fort Myers. That was obviously exciting, a lot of energy. But what was your favorite memory besides the championship game? And then we'll go there. What
besides
something that that one of yours oh my god moments too, just like you had.
The moments where we just came out hitting, like...
You guys were on fire for a while.
We were on fire.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, the timing couldn't have been more perfect.
You put up, like, 8 runs in 2 innings, which was every game, basically, and only allowing, how many runs?
And then you had the arms to back it up. That's impressive.
Only 6 runs.
One run, only gave up, like, 5 runs, I think it was.
Yeah, 5 or 6 runs throughout the whole playoffs.
That's pretty good. I mean, that's not too shabby. Are you guys more of like a contact team, or are you guys more a power hitting team?
Yourself?
What are you, more a contact guy?
More contact.
It's contact. He got his first dinger this year.
I guess you're right. That does make sense.
He's a second baseman. Slap and go.
I
bet you got a lot of wheels on the bases. You got speed, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Second baseman.
Steals.
Yeah, see? Pretty good assumption for an old codger.
Yeah.
Yeah. Impressive. So, and did you guys play a lot of ball where coach would give you the green light?
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
All right. I know what I've got to ask you. Rays, your favorite team?
No, Yankees.
No. Oh, geez.
Yankees. I hate to do this, but I'm a lifelong Yankee fan. And I've kind of, you know, look where my office is and where I work. I mean, right across from Tropicana Field. Yeah. I better be a little partial to the Rays, but Yankees. Yeah. And is there a reason just because they're wonderful or somebody in your family converted you? My grandfather converted me 1,000 years ago.
My uncle actually played for them.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, bravo, my man. Yeah, that's definitely a reason to be a fan.
Uncle What's Tino. Uncle's name? Who's the uncle?
Tino Martinez.
Oh.
He's your uncle?
Yeah.
We'll get Tino on the air here. In fact, we went to... there was a rumor that Tino was going to attend that. When we went to baseball
bourbon
and...
great event.
And baseball and cigars over in Ybor City. And Lou Piniella was there, Wade Boggs, and your uncle. How much of an influence did he have in your growing up and playing baseball? Or was it your own family?
Yeah, he had a lot, actually. When I would actually just call him when I'd be like, I can't hit. And he would just be like, let's go to the cages. And he'd always say, do you have a tee? Because he loves the tee. That's all. He's about the tee.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you listening out there, parents? Tino Martinez tells you it's about the tee. It's about the tee, right,
yeah.
Ben?
Oh, yeah. The tee's important. I mean, guys got to spend more time in the cages working on their swing and everything. Was there any, like, tips or anything that he gave you specifically that, I don't know, could be helpful to other guys out there trying to hit?
He mostly told me to work away. So put the tee on the outside and just hit the ball against the right side or the left side of the screen, and do not pull anything on the tee.
Well, given his career, I bet he is pretty diligent with you as far as putting the time in too, right?
Yeah, 100%.
What a role model for you, but also a lot of pressure as a young man when people know that. A lot of expectations probably out of you from people.
Yeah, I just this year I just was like, I'm gonna play baseball. Like, I'm not gonna think too much. I'm just going to go out there and...
Go have fun,
exactly.
You're young, and I'm sure, you know, Coach will concur, and you'll concur. I mean, your love for the game, you guys, you know, your love for the game drives you first and foremost. The success, the camaraderie, I mean, is something you'll have the rest of your lives.
Yeah.
You guys will be my age, and Coach Martinez will be calling you guys for reunions, and that's reality.
Yeah.
And everybody will come if they have the capability.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the beauty of it. And your uncle can share a lot of stories with you. I bet that's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Or I bet you there's a lot of people that thought you were full of BS. Who you calling for tips? Tino Martinez. Sure you are, dude. Yeah, you bet. I'm calling Barry Bonds for some advice on how to hit home runs, too, when I was a kid. No. Well, yeah, that's a superb memory. Why don't we do a shout out to the fam? Name your parents.
Shout out to my mom and dad. My mom's name is Kim and my dad's name is Tony.
Well, you've done a superb job, folks. I can tell. Great looking young man and undecided.
Undecided.
And you know what? And when you get to college, you might be undecided. That's a good thing. At your ages, you don't need the pressure of determining exactly what you want to do.
Yes, sir.
And did you get... Well, you were in the midst of your own run for a championship. You didn't get down here for the Rays and Yankees a couple weeks ago.
Well, this is the home away from home for the Yankees down here.
Oh, I know.
I mean, you come down to Ferg's and half the time it's almost all Yankees fans.
It's 5-1. I counted it... was it last week?
Yeah, last week.
Oh, my God. When we left my office, they looked around. All right, let's pass the mic to this young man. Yep. And thank you very much for coming down. And then I'll send you guys down to grab a bite to heat here before you have to come across the bridge. You didn't realize when Coach called you that you're going to have to drive across the bridge either, did you?
No, I didn't.
Have you been to Ferg's before? I bet. Familiar. You're a baseball guy. You guys haven't been to Ferg's?
No, sir.
It sounded familiar.
Isn't it cool?
Yeah.
Yeah, walk around and get something to eat. And you've probably been to the Trop before. Yeah. And you, it's right there.
Yeah, you guys got to take a walk down Central and first. Take a look at all the shops and restaurants. I mean, there's plenty of things to do down here. I like it better than Tampa myself. I, I'll fight that till the day I die. It's way better over here in St. Pete than it is hanging out.
They're from Tampa. They want the Rays in Tampa.
Hey,
dude.
I'm going to fight it tooth and nail. You're not going to get me to switch over.
Make sure you get a few pictures for me, too, will you?
Oh, yeah.
These youngsters while I'm on there. All right, who's this young man that's been patiently waiting?
Jake Brill.
Talk a little louder, Jake.
Jake Brill.
Hi, Jake. Thanks for coming down as well. So, Coach gives you guys all three a call at the last second. Did you all team up and get in the same car, I hope?
No, sir. We all came separately.
Damn! Gas prices are high, fellas.
Too high.
Yeah, you got that right. Yeah, I'm going to get you some swag, too, to take back. All right, so what position do you play, young man?
I'm actually a team manager.
Oh, well, bravo!
So.
You know what? Those are the kind of guys that I'm looking for, interns down the road here too, and right across the street's always looking. So you're the team manager.
Yeah.
You have a passion for baseball. Did you play when you were a kid?
I played. I tried to play at Jesuit. They're just so tough to make the team. Once I didn't this past year, decided to be a manager and had a blast.
Oh well, you know what? Guess what? And you're part of a championship team, yeah. And every cog, I don't care. When you look at World Series rings. I've got a buddy that and your uncle known him real well, Jeff Mangold. He was the trainer for the Yankees during that period. He went to my high school. They all get World Series rings, Super Bowl rings, all the way down to the trainers. The guys like yourself all play an important part all the way to the front office. So anybody that's kidding you, and the chances to go on and play, if you can tell you, collegiately are tough.
Oh, yeah.
And the options. So... Bravo. Coach must have had a lot of confidence in you because it is a lot of responsibility. And the other problem is these guys are the same age and your buddies and their peers, and they probably give you a bad time to time. You got to remember, hey, dude, I'm not taking care of your, you know what. Show some respect. Just walk away.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're not taking that guff. All right, so let's talk about what are your responsibilities?
I would make sure before the game we had all the baseballs rubbed up for the pitchers, so they were they had some dirt on them, so they weren't fresh out of the box. Do some charts, some game changer from time to time, so people that weren't at the game could still follow and track what's going on. And then a lot of time I'd do the bucket during batting practice and catch up there.
You ever do fungo for the guys?
I did not.
No. Oh, I was about to say, you could hit an old second baseman over here, hit him a couple hot shots over to him.
Yeah. Well, you know what? You're getting a resume to be a coach someday. Is that something that you would aspire to be?
It has been. You know, I've always played the game, but I was never the best at playing. So I want to stay around the game. Coaching is something I've thought about in the past.
Well, there's an incredible number of successful coaches in every sport that at one time or another decided to realize, the challenge that, just from a God-given talent perspective, there's an opportunity to stay in the game. And that's why I tell kids that, he wants to major in sports management, an opportunity to stay in the game. There's all kinds of opportunities out there. And anytime, you guys, I'll give you my cards before you leave. As you go to college, I have a lot of connections on getting interns in. And I'm sure that Coach Menendez does too. But the reality is it's nice to have more. And Mark Ferguson down here at Ferg's, he's got tons of contacts. So what are your plans for next year?
I'm only a junior, so I'll be back at Jesuit. Hopefully get another ring as a teammate.
Get another ring, and then and now these under you'll be a senior, and they're not going to have to take any crap from seniors.
Yeah.
Next year, you'll be able to call some shots on your own too.
Hopefully, yeah.
Yeah. Well, good for you. So you've got an exciting year, and Coach is glad because he doesn't have to look for somebody to replace you this year.
Yeah.
You got some consistency. All right, you want to do, you a Rays fan?
I am. Big time.
Favorite player?
Probably Wander, just because how electric he is. But
I don't know why that's a popular choice.
It's kind of weird.
Yeah,
it is.
So Shane McClanahan. Shane's, I know him personally. So
oh, do you? Good How'd you get to know Shane?
Just through the gym. I worked there, so I got to know him last offseason.
You're already figuring it out as a junior in high school. Networking. Getting to know the right people. Of course, going to Jesuit opens a lot of doors from that perspective. So
you see him in the gym, you help spot him a couple times?
Oh,
is that
for
what
sure,
it is?
Yeah, definitely.
Help him with his PR?
Definitely.
Hey, leave the kid alone. Hey, I'm proud of you. All right, young man. Shout-outs now.
Yeah, my mom, her name is Wendy, and my dad, Jonathan.
Well, Jonathan Wendy, you got a fine young man. He's got another year at Jesuit, the Tiger program, and looking forward to following you guys next year. Looking forward to finding out undecided what you're going to do, and looking forward to following you as a Pitt Panther.
Yes, sir.
You got to be excited about that. All right, guys. Now you can put the headphones on. There's a couple pair over there, I think, or one. I'm going to throw Coach on. Well, Coach, you did well. You sent over a little power. You sent over a second baseman with some great family lineage, and then my favorite guy, no offense, is the junior.
He's one of my favorite too, and those guys saved my butt so I could have somebody for you to interview this week on the show.
Well, congratulations. You know, we talked prior to your trip down to Fort Myers, and we talked you know, when you were heading up to Atlanta to watch your lowly Cincinnati Reds. Can you guys believe he's a Cincinnati Reds fan? Man,
they make fun of me all the time about it.
Everything else about you is very impressive. I just have to say that. And then,
Well, then
the child abuse. You're taking your son and you've converted him into a Reds fan. Couldn't you do any better for the young guy?
I know. Don't worry. He gives me crap all the time about it. He's like, "Hey, why did you have to make me a Reds fan?" That's what he told me when they got off to such a horrible start this year.
Yeah, well, that's a loyal son. I can assure you that.
Yeah, exactly.
What was his name again?
Jackson.
Yeah, Jackson. That's my grandson. I was pretty certain. I just wanted to make certain. I think when you took him to Atlanta, though, they got a win up there, didn't they?
They did. Actually, they won two. They went like 2-2 that weekend. So that was the lone bright spot of the year so far.
That's probably the last series they even got a push on this season.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's enough of that. Let's talk about these guys and this team, this 2022 state champion Jesuit Tiger team that was so impressive. And what's very impressive is the third state championship for Jesuit this year, starting with the football team, the first time since 1968. The wrestlers that I think look like golfers. I would have never known they were wrestlers. Those guys came down here and I said, "Hey, I thought we were getting the wrestlers, not the golf team." And those guys were very impressive. But this trio of young men, I appreciate you sending them over. So let's talk about the team as a whole, the regular season to get to the playoffs.
Yeah, you know, we played a really tough regular season schedule and probably lost, you know, some more games than we normally have lost in a year. But I think it was all those, you know, the adversity that we went through throughout the year that really enabled us to play our best baseball come playoff time, right? And that was always the goal, like I told our guys, was just we're going to challenge you in the regular season and we may lose a couple more games than we normally lose, but we're going to be prepared come playoff time to go win a state championship. And to, you know, to the guys' credit, they played their best baseball come playoff time, and it was fun to watch. And we, you know, really for the most part dominated all the way through. And you know, it was great to see them kind of handle everything we threw at them and keep continuing to find ways to get better and just play well.
What was there any turning point in the regular season where you actually had a gut feel that this team had what it takes to go down and hoist the championship?
Well, you know, I felt like all throughout the year and even in the preseason that we were good enough to win the state championship. But
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1,
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3,
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3.
Listen,
in March, and we had lost a lot of tough games against really good teams by like a run or two. It just felt like we were kind of always just couldn't find, you know, just kept finding ways to lose versus finding ways to win. And we had like a 4-1 lead in the bottom of the seventh and gave up three runs to let them tie it up and in the extra innings. And I think that was the one that really kind of just got us over the hump as a team, as a group, to just realize, like, yeah, we can win a